When you look at this generation of kids looking to be DJs, maybe have a career like you, what would be your advice?
Don't do it.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you. I mean, summer is not over yet. ARC Music Festival will be happening the 29th through the 31st. I mean, what is summer without ARC? And in studio with me, we have someone who will be performing, an amazing DJ in the studio, Hiroko Yamamura, in studio with us. Hello.
Hey, so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
We're so excited to have you. We were chatting a little bit before we got on air.
Talking some laboo-boos and good times.
Yeah, laboo-boos and things like in TikTok shop and, you know, how it's taking all our money. But you've been at every ARC Music Festival so far?
Yes.
You've been performing?
Knock on wood. you know, this is going to be the fourth year of the festival. Really honored to be part of it, watch it grow. And yeah, I'm still surprised and really excited to see what this festival is able to pull off every year.
When you have a big kind of music festival like ARC, is the prep a little bit different for that? Or are you like, you know, I'm going to go off vibes?
Yeah, you know what it is. When you're playing at home, there's always the friend factor, right? That you don't have to worry about, because your friends are actually probably your toughest audience. If people don't know you, maybe their criticisms don't land as strong. So the fact that people you know and love will be there, and maybe they've heard you more than a few times, you want to make sure that you deliver something fresh. And one of the great things that I get to do is I tend to play with a guest from out of town. So someone like kind of hosting someone. So this year I'm playing a back-to-back with DJ High, who's absolutely amazing. So that always makes things a little bit different. Add someone else into the mix.
What type of communication does that take? Are you like, okay, I'm going to stay at this BPM range. Do we want to stay at this BPM range? Is there communication or do you just trust the other DJ?
Sometimes it's just like you walk in and you agree that we're just going to go with the flow. And really at a festival, depending on how the previous DJ plays, everyone's energy level, like the weather can affect how good everyone's feeling. So you really don't want to plan too much, and that kind of takes the fun out if you talk about it. However, you want to kind of agree to not do something sometimes. So it is kind of a shorter time to deliver a good time. So a few rules are good, but lots of times you end up breaking them anyway. So yeah, this year we're just kind of trusting each other's musical taste and hopefully it works out.
I feel like we're in this generation where people might know a little bit too much about the behind the scenes of DJing. A lot of the younger Gen Z, they kind of think that festival sets have to be pre-mixed.
What
would you say to that? Yeah, a lot of these kids are like, oh no, if you're going to a festival, it's already,
you know,
it's already mixed.
That is the biggest lie I've ever heard. You know, this came from a pretty famous DJ, Deadmau5, actually.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what an infamous troll on the internet deadmau5 can be, I'm sure there are some people that have maybe mimed a DJ set. However, I think to listen to a set and try to do things exactly the same way in the same order, that's got to be 100 times harder than
just
putting,
doing it
putting
live, right?
Two songs together. Yeah. So
yeah.
I've never actually seen anybody mime a DJ set before. I don't know. I feel like it's this like joke that just keeps getting perpetrated, but maybe it's out there somewhere.
I was getting ready. I was doing my makeup this morning to your Boiler Room Chicago
set.
Oh
my gosh.
Which was really, really cool.
It was the hottest day in the world.
Yeah.
I was so
was
not
it
prepared
really?
For it. Yeah, it was like 70 degrees all week. And then suddenly it was 92 degrees. And then I was like, how do I look cool? Just sweating. And yeah.
You did look very cool though. You did. And then it also, do you consider yourself a house DJ, or what do you, you know?
So I probably played every genre under the book, and part of it is very thing built out of necessity. So when I first started DJing, I probably didn't really know what the genres were. At the time, I was using vinyl, and I could only buy so much vinyl. So
it was expensive.
So you kind of made it work just because this is the only thing I had. And if the person at like Tower Records or wherever I was buying something from was like, this is techno, I'm like, okay, this is techno. And someone in Berlin is on the internet being like, that's not techno. I'm like, well, I don't really care, you know? So if it sounds good, it doesn't matter if it's pop music, underground techno. If the moment calls for that, my hand's going to reach for it.
I think it's so funny when we read about, you know, your past in music, and you grew up playing musical instruments, first getting put the violin in your hand. Did you enjoy playing instruments?
I did. Growing up kind of Asian American household, it was a bit punitive. It felt like initially having to go to orchestra every morning. And, you know, my entire family kind of went through that regiment. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. Getting classic music training or any kind of real music lessons nowadays, it's a privilege, right? And music education is not required in a lot of public schools now. And you can really see that starting to have an effect on kind of culture and people's basic understanding of music literacy and stuff like that. I feel like I'm super lucky, even though maybe I hated it at the time because I just look like a dork on a violin.
When you look at this generation of kids looking to be DJs, maybe have a career like you, what would be your advice?
Don't do it. You know, it's one of those things that the success rate or ability to have a livable income in music, especially in kind of these lean times, it's a privilege. If you know 100 DJs and only one of them is successful, use those realistic numbers when you think about what you want to do. If you love music, do it. Absolutely. Like, it's a passion. It is an addiction. It is everything. However, a lot of us have to do side jobs. You know, we have to work backline at concerts. We've got lots of other side gigs to make this the reality. But if you really want to do this, absolutely do it. Because the folks that I know that have put 100%, I think we have a 99% success rate. Someone like myself, I've just gotten lucky. You throw in dumb luck and maybe be a nice person to people along the way, and things might go a little bit better for you.
Definitely a lot of luck. By the way, you've kind of spoken out a lot about your parents and, you know, kind of breaking the cultural norms within the Japanese culture. What do they think about your career now?
I don't really explain it to them. You know, they know I like click on my laptop and music comes out, and I kind of intentionally keep it vague. And yeah, as long as they don't read about me getting arrested or something like that, I've been pretty fortunate. Yeah, you don't get to like sneak out to go to raves when you're 13 if your parents are really paying attention to what you're doing. So yeah, I'm quite blessed in that way that I was pretty good at sneaking and my parents went to bed quite early. So yeah, of course, you know, part of this is at a certain point you have to provide for your family as well. So maybe they should be asking where the retirement is coming from. But I think they seem more than happy with where things are. So
you don't put your boiler room on the TV at home or something?
My parents aren't good at Googling. I just got them good at using iMessage. And so, yeah, I'm pretty blessed in that way. So
could they use emojis yet? Or is that no,
gosh,
that's too far.
Oh, I'd be really disturbed if my parents started sending me emojis.
You've talked about kind of realizing your passion and how extreme it was during the lockdown because you missed DJing. And it's that age old saying, you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Absolutely.
You're used to always just showing up and playing music to gigs. And then when that gets taken away from you, was that kind of the thing you're like, oh, I'm never giving this up?
I really had no idea what to do with myself at that point. And I'm sure everybody went through something life-changing and rough during that time. And I don't want to discount their situation, but for me, it was really the toughest time of my life, unfortunately, and already kind of being socially withdrawn. I wouldn't see people for months at that time. And so finding a way to kind of reconnect with people, and when something you enjoy is not there anymore and you start to think that it's maybe a thing of the past, right? Like, as I was still looking at restaurants constantly being like, man, it was so nice to go in a restaurant and eat food. And I just had this list of places that once restaurants opened again, I'm not going to take this for granted anymore because it is so good. And to be able to just see people again and enjoy music. And I really had to treat it seriously and make sure it was precious and give it value again.
Looking to ARC Music Festival, which is the 29th through the 31st, you're going to be there. What can people expect at your set?
We're going to have a party time. Again, I'm playing with DJ High, who is one of the most amazing producers. Also, she's been in a bunch of bands, and like I have this like I'm not worthy moment playing with her. The stage as well, I think it's mostly women that day, so I'm really excited about that. There's a lot of Chicago artists. It's one of those festivals that's just, it's kind of different than a lot of places. And the representation there really matters and they care about it. And they're doing it in like not a corny way to check off boxes. Like everyone that's there is amazing. There's not an artist on there that I'm not excited to see personally.
Well, thank you so much for coming. Where could people follow you? And, you know.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you can find me on Instagram posting random things. Account was recently deleted, but we're back up. I've got a new account.
Meme queen, right?
Roko _music. And yeah, I'll just be randomly posting stuff and I will see you on the internets.
Amazing. Again, catch Hiroko at ARC Music Festival, the 29th through the 31st. It's fourth year, been around since 2021. Vet, you've been there every year. Thank you so much.
Yeah, they better... Hopefully next year too, please.
You're like all the years forward. Thank you so much, Hiroko, for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram at Vocalo or on TikTok at Vocalo.radio. Dig deeper into the story at WBEZ.org/Vocalo.